This is the Daily Ghost Podcast.
Podcast.
Where we bring life to creepy stories from all over the world. So turn the lights down and let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast.
Podcast.
Greetings, listeners, and welcome again to your favorite storytelling podcast. Creepy storytelling, I should be clear on that. But either way, we're here again. Happy to be here. Honestly, I was under the impression that it might be the end of the podcast, guys. I had ran into a snag, and luckily, all things have been resolved, and we're back at it. And I'm excited. I'm ready to do this story. This is a real interesting story because it's based on real people. I've looked into the story a little bit. It's based on real people. It's based on real places. But is it real? Is it true? Could it possibly be happening? So once again, let's do what we do best here at the Daily Ghost Podcast and turn the lights down and let's get strange with another Daily Ghost Podcast. Today's creepy tale is called Sid Vicious Haunting the Chelsea Hotel. It's told by Brandy Neal Bussell. And I'm excited, like I said, about this because I think we've all heard of these punk rock icons. We've also heard of the Chelsea Hotel. So let's see what this story has to offer. Sid Vicious Haunting the Chelsea Hotel. Among other creepy activities, the Chelsea is the place where Sex Pistols singer Sid Vicious allegedly stabbed his girlfriend, Nancy Spungen, to death in 1978. He died before police could determine if he was actually the killer. And while we were there, my cousin, who wasn't familiar with the history of the hotel or Sid Vicious, claims to have had an encounter with the spirit of the English rocker while she was in the shower. I had gone out to get us some snacks, and while I was away, she took a shower. She immediately felt uneasy, and later told me that she sensed a strong presence standing behind her while she was washing her hair. She says she heard a man whisper in her ear, "Get up." Then she quickly saw the man before he vanished. When I came back, she had barricaded the door closed and was in a panic. Later, when we were walking through the hallways of the Chelsea, we came across a painting of Vicious, and she stopped cold. "That's who I saw," she told me. "He wants us to leave." I told her the history of the hotel and what happened in room 100 in 1978. According to the website Real Paranormal Experiences, what happened to my cousin is not uncommon. The apparition of Sid Vicious has been seen in the elevator, helpfully opening and closing the doors and operating the buttons, the website reported. Now, I did not feel anything sinister at the Chelsea, but I've been obsessed with the hotel since I was 17. I was aware of the history, and being there actually made me feel inspired. However, My cousin was relieved when we checked out the next morning. This has been a Daily Ghost podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you've enjoyed every episode. And if you want to continue to hear more, don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at Daily Ghost Pod. That's Daily Ghost P-O-D. And you can also support the show by simply visiting patreon.com/podculture. That's patreon.com/podculture. Help this thing grow. Help it become as creepy as we'd want. Thanks again for listening to the Daily Ghost Podcast. Until next time, my pretty.